So it's a glorious, beautiful day to lift up Jesus Christ, the only name under heaven and earth by which you must be saved. But Americans have a false idea. Americans have a total false idea of what and who Jesus really is. Americans think Jesus is just some false, loving, only loving. He is loving. But here's the thing. When you discover what love is, when you discover what biblical love is, you find out that love in the Bible is to call people to repentance. Love in the Bible is telling truth. Love in the Bible is warning people about their sin. And so we just love you, encourage you, challenge you, warn you to turn and read the scriptures lest you suffer the wrath of God. So we'll go back to our preaching. So the officers show up and I asked them if I'm breaking any laws. They said no, and then they're trying to give me a lecture on how I should do my preaching. That's not how we do it. If I'm not breaking any laws, I'm not sure why the police are coming up to me. Are they coming up to other people that aren't breaking any laws? I said if I wasn't breaking laws, I don't need to address him, and he went up and now he's addressing my wife. We are respectful, we're lawful, we're legal. But we're going to lift up Jesus and not stop. You can't stop us on a First Amendment sidewalk. They're using an amplifier in there. No one's complaining about their little amp. The reason they're complaining is because we're lifting up the blood of Jesus and telling you unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul. We're lifting up Christ crucified. We're lifting up the biblical gospel to eternal life. And we're following the law of the land. The law of the land says unless you've broken a law, you don't have to stand and be addressed by law officers. So we haven't broken any laws. So I'm not sure why we're getting grilled by police officers for being disrespectful. I don't think it's disrespectful to stand on my First Amendment rights. I don't think it's disrespectful to say we're legal and law-abiding. I don't think it's disrespectful to just ask for my time to preach the gospel. Yesterday, the Winona police officers were awesome and let us preach on, and they handled it very differently. Is that not true, brother? Yesterday, those second police officers were very different. That one, he said, you're fine, go on. But some police officers like to be heavy-handed and pretend like they are the law. Let's give a little lesson here for the street preachers out there. We respect the law, we appreciate the law, but guess what? No policeman is the law. He represents the law. And so today I just stood on my First Amendment rights and not having to engage police officers that didn't want the gospel, talk about the gospel, when all I'm doing is preaching Christ crucified in the streets. And so he said, be respectful. Well, if I'm preaching the gospel, they're going to tell me I'm not respectful. If I'm preaching the truth of God, they're going to tell me I'm not respectful. The culture hates the things of God. The culture hates the word of God. I'm going to be right back. Hey, brother, don't engage him. Don't engage them. attest yourself to the Word of God. Jesus made the narrow way to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap.
Did they come back over?
No, they good. Just watched you walk away. One of them was watching.
Yeah, let them watch. So, brother, it's amazing. I'm disturbing their peace. I walked all the way down by my van. Do you think I can hear that music all the way down by that van? Oh, I can hear the music all the way down by the van. So, did you see why I did that? So, you got police officers. When I addressed him and I said, is there any lawful reason why we're talking? He should have said, no, you're free to walk away. He didn't. He walked right over me. And said, I'm just going to tell you this. And I said, no, I'm not talking to you because there's no legal reason for me to be talking to you. He didn't want the gospel. The other guy showed me a gospel card. He didn't even want the gospel. There's no legal reason. I'm going to go on and I'm going to preach because what's going to happen is they're going to tell you, they don't like you here. You're being disrespectful. They'd like you to go away. Not going away. This is a public sidewalk. And so what you see is, if every time you go out, people tell you to go away, where is it going to be to preach anymore? They're going to run you off of every single thing you do. And it doesn't matter. Amp, no amp, doesn't matter. Signs, walk through, stand on the outside. It doesn't matter. So you're seeing the light and you're seeing the darkness that goes on here. Right? Yeah. You're seeing the light, you're seeing the darkness. So test yourself, neighbor. We love you. Peaceful citizens. Peaceful citizens. Keeping the law of God. Keeping the law of man. But what we find is, we find a lawless America, an ungodly America. We find people trampling on the rights of American citizens. And we find the law ever more encroaching on our First Amendment rights. We love you, officer. Thank you for your service. We hope you repent. So the police come and the police go. It happens all the time because we're perfectly legal. You can't hide behind the police.
So why don't you like turn that down?
So let's talk about this. Jesus talked about having no cloak for sin. You're not going to have a cloak for your sin as you live and reject the gospel. You're not going to have a cloak for your sin as you follow after the ways of the world. But your cloak for sin could be Jesus Christ. Your cloak for sin could be the Holy Word of God made flesh. Your cloak for sin could be the shed blood of Jesus. But see, the people of God are drawn to the Word of God. America is not a people of God. America is a carnal nation, paganized nation, materialized nation. America is a sodomized nation. America's a feminized nation. And so we got to go out in the world to tell you the difference between the standard of God, the difference between the standard of God and the standard of the culture. And the culture is Satan's kingdom, not the Father's kingdom. The culture is everything from the sports to the politics to the movies to the church systems to the fashion dress to the pride and vanity that separates people from a holy God. What was the original sin? The original sin is pride. So look at what this false movement, this false sexual perverted movement does. They take the word pride. They take the rainbow. Do you see Satan, how alive and active he is? He takes the rainbow and he takes pride and he adds it to a corrupt movement that God destroyed a whole city for called Sodom and Gomorrah. But there's a lot more sins than just that. Drunkenness, lying, debauchery, worldliness, actually pride. If you dress in pride, you're an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. If you lift yourself up in any way and you're not humble, lowly, and meek, we need to talk about what is meek and humble. Meek and humble. Meek and humble. That means to submit yourself lowly to God and His word and His ways. Moses was the meekest man on earth, the Bible says. Yet Moses fought a man over someone else in self-defense. Moses threw the Ten Commandment tablets and broke them. Moses said, choose this day whom you'll serve, and the ones that didn't serve God, he sent his men to go and strike them all down with a sword. And it says 3,000 fell on that day. Jesus said, I'm lowly and I'm meek. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the money changing. Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites, hypocrites, hypocrites. 8 or 9 times in Matthew 23. So to be meek isn't weak. To be humble is not a doormat for the culture and Satan's people. It means to be submitted. I love you, ma'am. You should watch your language. There's children around. Using those type of words with children around, it's never good and godly anytime. But doing it when there's children around, it makes it even worse. Can we have a sense of decency? Maybe America's gone beyond that point. I think so. Thank you, honey. I think America's gone beyond the point of decency, and it's gone to the point of debauchery and immorality, even in the so-called churches. The churches are as bad as the world. The churches are just like the world in so many aspects. But yet Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and they're not like the ways of the world. God's people are transformed in their heart and their mind. John 3. Jesus said, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. And when the Spirit comes, it changes everything. It changes your desires. It changes your actions. It changes your heart. It doesn't create a Sunday church system. It doesn't create that you do your own ways. Actually, if you didn't wake up today to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you actually are an idolater. Praise Allah. Allah comes along. In the minds of Satan, Allah is Satan, sir. You don't look like a Muslim. You look like a worldly man. And the man just walked up and said, praise Allah. He just wants to get under my skin. Allah is Satan. Muhammad was a false teacher, just like the popes. And the modern pastors. We have to put this truth out there to stand against the broad road to destruction and walk in the truth of Jesus Christ. Judgment is coming. We've been under 2,000 years of the grace of God because of His shed blood. Judgment is coming, neighbor. Don't ignore the goodness, the love, and the mercy of God and trample His blood and live in sin and worldliness. If your life hasn't been transformed completely by the love and truth of God to live a totally different life than the world around you, you have no hope whatsoever. You have no hope of eternal life to come. But there is a hope for the puny few. Matthew 7, that word few means puny. For the puny few that will repent and seek the kingdom of God. You can't. Yeah, really, sir? You want to open your Bible and show us why we give God a bad name? Man just said we give God a bad name. Why did they kill Jesus, sir? Why did they kill Apostle Paul? Why did they kill John the Baptist? Why did they kill Peter? Why did they kill the prophets? Because they got along with the fallen culture? No. They killed them because they stood against the culture and they called out sin. And they called out the false church systems. Hey, sir. Would you like to address me instead of my wife? I'm not addressing...
I love that.
Okay. What's up, sir? How can I help you?
How do you convert people by pissing them off?
I don't convert anyone. Do you know who the Bible says converts? Do you know who the Bible says converts?
How do you preach when you're pissing people off?
The truth... I can't hear because of the music. I went by my vehicle. The music is so loud. Could they shut their music off and I'll shut my amp off?
They turn theirs up because you're...
Oh, okay. Then that's fine then. So it's just like what we see. The world hates the truth. Jesus said to lift up your voice and preach, and he said people are going to hate his true people because of the truth, sir. Who hates you for the truth of Jesus?
Like he did at the temple, just knock everybody's
tables over. Well, he did do that in righteous anger. He did. He did do that. Thank you for bringing that up. The man says in John 2, Jesus made a whip and turned over tables. Thank you. There is a righteous anger to the truth of God. So the people here in the world, it's common, they have a false mindset. They think, why would you preach if it doesn't please people? We don't preach to please people. We preach so that people will hear the truth that the churches aren't telling you and repent and come out. Jesus didn't preach to please people. You can't be a man pleaser and please God. The churches are full of man pleasers. The churches are full of easy believism. The churches are full of the false gospel. We want to come and tell you the truth. We want to come and warn you. We want to come and love you. That's what love is. Love warns. If you knew your neighbors were driving over a bridge that was out and it was foggy, would you warn them? If you knew a tornado was coming and your neighbors weren't warned, would you warn them? What if they said, shut up, nobody wants to hear it? Would you keep warning so the people that wanted to hear would not be swept away and be lost? And it's so hypocritical. I walk down to my vehicle a block away and I can hear their music. But yet they say, we can hear you. Well, I'm glad you can hear me. I can hear your music. I'm ignoring your music. Ignore. And I'm like a half a block away from their music. We're on the outside of a sidewalk now. They said we can't walk through, so that's fine. But we're standing on First Amendment rights, warning people about the wrath of God that's coming. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today, neighbor. And yet they get angry. I already had a couple men in my face. They already called the police on us. The Winona police officers today were rather partial. The ones yesterday were very nice. The ones today were partial, and they had to be reminded they're not the law. They represent the law. One of their officers tried to school me in how I'm supposed to preach the gospel. That doesn't work that way. That doesn't work that way. Secular police officers do not tell the street preacher how to do their job. So we just preach on. We sent them away. Thanked them for their service, offered them the gospel, but we just want to preach on and be left alone as we want to leave you alone that don't want the gospel. It's a pretty simple recipe. We ignore the world and its ways and do what we do. You should ignore me and my ways and do what you do. This is what our laws are supposed to be built on. But apparently in America, everyone has freedom to say what they want, to amplify what they want, to lift up what they want, but not the gospel of Jesus Christ. That gives me great faith because my Bible is true. They said the gospel will be an enemy to the world, and that anyone who's a friend of the world, James 4:4, you are an enemy of God. Oh, the man that was just in my face, he's with that booth. I get it. So watch out for making, gotta clear the way to make mammon. We see that a lot too. We'll talk about that in the next audio.